Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Mike Toledo, and I know it's kind of new for you guys to listen instead of watch, but this really doesn't need any kind of, technically visual things. But if you're a PDR student new to the game, this might be something real beneficial. If you are already a veteran tech, I don't think this is going to help you much, but maybe it's something to compare notes with. But I'm just trying to, help the guys out there who are struggling to keep their dents clean. And that's the whole point, keeping your dents clean and not hacking things up and wanting to do it the right way. And, if you do things the right way, you get a lot more respect from other PDR techs. It's down the road during your career, it's not going to be as much important. Sure, it's great that you're getting paid from your customers and they think you're really great, but and deep down inside, the people who you really want the respect from is your peers, guys who have already been doing this. And this is something to help improve your techniques or improve your finishing. So this thing I called the 10 Dent Commandments. It's mainly for the newbies. If it's the veterans, I don't think you're going to really benefit too much what I'm going to say, but it's probably interesting to listen to. So anyways, now I teach my students these commandments, but I don't say it. It's a commandment until lately. A student of mine named Eric about, sometime last year, I don't know the dates, I'm bad memory, but sometime late last year, he said, "Hey Mike, now that I'm going out on my own, is there like a top 10 list that you can write down for me that, I could remind myself to, so I can stay in good habit?" And I'm, something like the 10 Dent Commandments or something. And he was being funny, but at the same time, it was real. And I said, I will. Let me think about that and write that down, what I think is the most top 10 things important when you're doing a dent, and, just normal stuff, not just dents, just stuff that you see out in the real world and think about and do, and, how you perform PDR. So here it goes. Okay, so the 10 Dent Commandments. Number one, stay patient. Never hurry your PDR repair. Impatience leads to mistakes. So if you're going to, if you're not looking at a dent and think how I can bang this out real quick, never really kind of think like that until you get really experienced. And if you guess a lot, you're going to make a lot of mistakes. So stay patient with your dents. That's all I'm going to say. It's if you know that being in the PDR business, so you have to be aware that you're going to stay on a dent until it's done. And you can't half-ass it. Even if you're at a dealership and you're only getting paid $40 a car, I hope you're not. Better be making 50, 60, 100 bucks a car. You better be. You don't want to rush it, because that's going to turn into a habit. And when you do a retail, I don't care. You can switch gears. You want all you want. You can say that, "Hey, I switch gears," but eventually it turns into habit. It's either you're a good tech or you're not. That's it. Period. So stay patient. Move your line board often. Okay. If you're not using a line board, you're still going to move your board, whether it's fog or lines or whatever. You're going to move your board. This is also considered cross-checking, okay? So I think I say something a little bit more about that later on. If you don't know what cross-checking is, it's something when you're working from a different angle besides up and down or vertical, you just need to move your board and you'll see different things or a different reference of the dent when you do switch your board in a different position. Number three commandment. Now, this is in any kind of order. I just want to remind you guys. It's just the top 10 that I work with. Work out only what looks the most obvious. Now, this is going to take a little bit of time to grasp. Maybe this might be more visual. It should be a video, but down the line I might. But probably on the video tutorials, I'll be putting this in there with more visual. But I can explain what I mean. It's a slow but effective method for keeping your dent dent or ding clean, okay? So what I mean by is, let's say your dent's getting kind of messy, okay? You got highs, you got lows. You're like, gosh, dang, man, I don't know where to start. What do I do? Look at the dent and what is more obvious to you? Is it the highs that you got to knock down or is it the lows you got to knock down? Do one or the other, okay? I don't have a preference. So to me, again, it's what's obvious to you. So start knocking down the highs if the highs look more obvious than the low. And then once you get all the highs down, then you can push and vice versa. If the lows are more obvious, push all the lows. And if you have to make it high to get that low out, make it high and then knock it down, okay? You have to go back and forth in that process. And it's going to take some time to do that. But eventually you'll see it gets cleaner and cleaner. Now, you won't have to do that on every dent because you'll understand how to pinpoint and what tooltips to use to prevent those little choppiness in the dents and getting messy. But this is something to keep habit to keep that dent clean if that happens. Excuse me. Number four, use different tooltips. If the dent is big, use a bigger tip, okay? As the dent becomes smaller, so should your tooltip. That's super important. Super important, okay? You're not going to use a fat tip to finish a small little area because your tip is going to touch and cover the surface area more than you want to, okay? So you just want to push that one area, control that dent. Otherwise, you're going to overstretch the dent and you're going to be in big, big trouble, okay? The thickness of your tooltip should match the thickness of the lines. Or, you know, for fog, it's you're just going to see that you need a smaller tip, okay? We're using, on fog, you're using more of a contrast. Lines, you're using, obviously, the lines, the curvature, okay? I like to say it like this, okay? Going back to, you know, kind of seeing how the dent gets smaller. If the dent is smaller than the lines and the lines are fatter than the dent itself, it's kind of like hiding behind a table. You're not going to see it unless you move that table or make that table smaller. So technically the lines are the table. So you got to move that board, turn it outward so the lines get skinny and then you can see the dent. Otherwise, the lines are too thick. You're not going to see it. And then also means you don't see your push as well. And you don't see your mistakes as well. You don't see anything well. So make sure the board gets thinner as the dent gets smaller. And so does your tip. Okay? Number five, never leave a dent high. A customer can see a high quicker than he or she can a low. And so I don't know if you ever noticed, but when you leave a dent high and you walk away from 10, 15 feet back and you're walking up to the vehicle, you can see that a mile away. Totally. If you make it as low as it is high, in other words, you reversed it and you still have a low, the same depth as the high, it's going to be a lot harder to see. A lot harder. Okay. I'm not saying leave your dent high or low. I'm just saying don't ever leave it high. It's more, way more obvious. Even body shop guys don't like leaving things high. It makes it a lot harder to repair and to get rid of. You can see that. Okay. Number six, keep your head close to the panel and stay eye level to the dent. This will always provide a true reading how the dent really appears. Okay. I teach my students this religiously. Okay. I don't care. You got a pretty boy face or whatever. You got to keep that face against the panel. Yeah, you might have a dirty face when you get up, but you're going to have a clean dent. Okay. Dirty face, clean dent. That's what you want. Keep your eyes level to the dent. That means that you shouldn't have like a 45-degree angle perception on it. If you're cross-checking, that's fine. But if you're doing the dent, you should be eye level to that dent and close to the panel, your face very close to the panel. Okay? That'll help you a lot. Number seven, when knocking or tapping down, hold the tap down level with the panel. You should always consider changing sides after you push. This helps you see the balance of your repair by working it from both sides. In other words, don't get too comfortable. It's going to look great from one side, but if you don't get up and cross-check, you are going to have an unbalanced repair almost certainly. My thing I like to do is push most of the time from one side, and then when I go to knock down, I switch sides and I look. That keeps the dent balanced. It keeps me honest. It keeps me in a habit that I'm always checking from one side or the other. I don't wait until I got it nice and clean from one side and then look, because it doubles my work technically, okay? Number 8, turn your line board outward for more detail. That means, again, I was going back to the, it's kind of like the other one, cross-checking. Now, you turn your board, I'm going to explain a little bit more about the line board. You turn your board inward, like towards the panel. It could get thicker, but as you keep doing it, the lines are going to get thinner and you see more detail. If you see too much detail, move the board, tilt the board outward, okay, until the lines become wider, okay? That helps clean up too much, so you don't see too much detail at once. It can be confusing. Lines can show you either too much detail or not enough detail. You got to find that happy medium when you're working that dent, okay? Number 9, keep an open mind. PDR is always changing. The more you're open to learn, the better PDR tech you become. So that means if you see something that might just, oh man, that thing's not going to work, that wouldn't help me, why is that guy doing that way, and yada, yada, yada. I'm telling you, you think like that, you're going to get yourself in trouble. You're going to go, shoot, I'm behind the eight ball. I thought like that before, and, you know, it really does kind of like put you behind because, you know, you don't have the open mind. I've been doing this for 22 years, and when glue pulling came out, I was like, that's crap. That ain't working. No way. Yada, yada. And, So, students who have been doing, not students, but guys who've been doing PDR less than me were fantastic at it. I mean, freaking awesome. I mean, they couldn't push a dent as well as I could, you know, from start to finish. But it doesn't matter. It matters is how you get the dent out. And I'm not just talking about glue pulling. I'm talking about the technique. Be open to new techniques, not just, you know, using a line board or using a fog board or whatever. Be open-minded, okay? Not saying be naive and try every dang thing, but I'm just saying keep an open mind, look at that, be smart, and just don't turn your head on everything and think that you know everything, and we'll get into that too, okay? Number 10, which I think is probably one of the most important commandments, is always try. It's okay to doubt your outcome, but don't doubt your ability. You'll be surprised what success brings, even when you fail. Okay? Yeah, I couldn't tell you how many times I've worked on a dent, spent 2, 3, 4 hours on a dent, and I didn't charge the customer. But I tell you what, I learned a lot. I learned how I could use that towards the next repair. And I got paid, and I got paid 10 times. And if I would have given up or not even tried, I couldn't tell you how much money I wouldn't have made just by thinking like that. So I'm not going to rant on and on. Those are my quick 10 commandments. I hope that helps out. And if you have any comments, leave a comment. Leave a comment. That's what the blog's for. That's why I have it. You know, I will reply and respond. So give me some feedback, guys. All right. Hope this helps out. And I'm Mike Toledo, and take care.